protect your vibe. 10 secrets to keep your law of attraction manifestation in action.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whenever you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I'm Rachel Zink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We're talking about protecting your vibe. When you are in control of your energy field, it doesn't matter the external circumstances because you are focused on your dreams and goals, moving your entire body, your aura, your energy, your thoughts, your actions, all in the same direction. So here are 10 secrets to protecting your vibe. Number one, let it go and let it flow. When all that external circumstances compounding at you and you're trying to figure out who, what, where, why, how, and I can't believe this, and is this really happening to me? That's the time when you stop all your thoughts, take a nice deep breath in through your nose and exhale and say, I don't fully understand the external circumstances I see, but I'm going to let it go. In that way, new energy can flow into my life and a new path can open for new opportunities. The second way to protect your vibe is never compare yourself. Never compare yourself with people that are successful and never compare yourself with people that are unsuccessful. Compare yourself with, did I take the action I knew I needed to take? That's the only comparison you need because you don't know all the circumstances of other people, of what they went through or what they didn't go through to get where they're at today. So focus on not comparing yourself, because comparing yourself just creates energy of anger, bitterness, frustration, and those are all blocks in your law of attraction work. Number three, let your faith overcome your fear. There are always fears and doubts in every action we take. There's always a what if and could it be. But I challenge you to change your what ifs and could it be into a probable faith-based statement. Instead of saying, what if I fail? How about, what if I actually succeed? Or, could it be that this is an opportunity of a lifetime? Or is it possible that I will be making the kind of money I've always dreamed of? Let those statements become your faith in yourself, your faith in a higher power, God, the universe, faith in doing what it takes to make your goals and dreams possible instead of fear of taking action. Now, number four is when you take that action, it must feel right. Your gut never lies. So trust your gut, trust your instinct. If there's a job opening that it looks really, really good, but everything inside of you says, no, I shouldn't take it, even though I don't like where I'm at right now, that's because something better is on the way. So make sure all your actions feel right. Trust your gut. Now, when you're protecting your vibe, you're creating a space for yourself to bloom and blossom. When you participate in drama or gossip, that creates energy of backbiting, and it's just really negative. It kind of takes the sparkle out of your energy field, takes the sparkle out of your manifestation. If there's conversations in the workplace about who's doing what or what they should or shouldn't be, there's all this gossip and drama, just walk away, say, I'm not really sure what's going to happen in this situation, but I'm sure it'll work itself out. And just walk away. You don't need that energy in your life. Number six, protect your vibe by loving yourself. When you love yourself, you're not looking to an outside source to fulfill your needs for love. You already know that you were born the best. You were born incredible. You were born to be a superstar, and that energy is all within you, and you don't have to seek love outside of yourself. You will be amazed when you find that self-love, when you spend time giving yourself positive self-talk and positive affirmations about who you are. Your life will blossom and your vibe will shatter walls. 7, protect your vibe by being grateful. Maybe you're not in the perfect career right now, and maybe it's not paying all your bills, but be grateful that you do have a job, and be grateful that you are finding out the little detail skills you can take from your bad job that are going to boost you into an opportunity for higher paying, more fulfilling opportunities. So be grateful for the little things. 8, avoid vampires. I'm sure you've all had people in your life that just, when you're around them, they just kind of suck the life force out of you. They just have this energy about them that they're needy and clingy, and their language is very low vibrational and negative. Remove yourself from the vampires in your life. Distance yourself. And if your vampires are family, create space between you and them. Maybe you just text instead of actually physically talking to them, or you spend less time in their presence. Protect your vibe, 9, by understanding that everyone has an opinion. Now, the vampires we talked about, they have lots of opinions. And understand, those are just their opinions. You don't have to embrace what they say or take action on their opinions. I love this phrase when you're talking to someone who's very opinionated and they have all the answers for you and your life. You just say, well, you could be right. You're not necessarily agreeing with them, but you're giving them the satisfaction of, hey, they could be right. And that gives you the opportunity to walk away and say, hey, I know that Billy Bob has a lot of opinions on that. And I think Billy Bob's a little crazy, but you're just keeping peace, keeping that nice vibration, and you can walk away then. And 10, this is so important. Take inspired action. If you want your vibe high, if you're focused on your goals and dreams, you have to be constantly taking action to make those goals and dreams happen. It's the inspired action. It's that gut sensation of what you should and shouldn't do that will bring you to your goals, your dreams in reality. And that keeps your vibe high when you're constantly taking action because you know your course, you know your direction, and you're not getting off course. You're remaining in your own energy field. So implement these keys for protecting your vibe and you will see your law of attraction manifestation blossom. And remember to check us out on YouTube at Law of Attraction Solutions. This is Rachel Zink. I hope you've enjoyed these 10 secrets to protecting your vibe and making your law of attraction action reality. Remember, you're always attracting the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful.